This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school baseball and softball, Mateo Zuniga drove in four runs as the Marion Bulldogs run-ruled District 26-3A rival Randolph 13-3 on Friday night in Marion. Zuniga drove in two runs with a single in the third inning as the Bulldogs broke the game open with eight runs to take a 12-1 lead. Right-hander Huck Shanebogle went 4 2/3 innings on the hill, and sidewinding reliever Casey Cloud got a ground out to end the game with the bases loaded in the fifth.
He's kind of our main reliever, closer type guy, and you know, with him, us working him submarine style, he gives us a lot of ground balls. So you know, in that situation, bases loaded, you know, we needed to get a ground ball to get the out. So he does a great job of coming in, throwing strikes, and yeah, a lot of high school kids don't see that. So they, once they make the adjustment, they put the ball in play, but it's all usually ground balls.
That's Marion coach Tim Tesh talking about Cloud after the game. Marion has won two district games in a row after dropping their opener. The Bulldogs will host San Antonio Cole tomorrow. Meanwhile, over on the softball diamond at Marion High School, Camry Dojon had five RBI and tossed a complete game in a 15-0 run rule victory for the Lady Bulldogs over Randolph on Friday. Dojon crushed the three-run shot over the left field wall to start the scoring as Marion batted around twice in scoring 13 runs in the bottom of the first inning. For the game, Layla Hernandez and Gianna Riccardi each scored three runs. Dojon struck out six and allowed only one hit from the circle. The Lady Bulldogs are 3-0 in district. Marion is back home to host Cole tomorrow. The Seguin Lady Matadors finished the first half of their District 27-5A schedule at 7-0 with a 20-0 run rule victory on the road at San Antonio Lanier on Friday night. Lady Matador pitcher Kaylin Ramirez threw a no-hitter, allowing only two base runners. Marissa Torrance went 4-for-4 with three RBI. Aaron Johnston and Deanna Priestley each went 3-for-3, combining for five RBI. And Camden Mickus drove in four. The Lady Mats start the second half of district play when they host San Antonio Jefferson tomorrow in a game you can hear on KWED. First pitch is set for 7:15 p.m. Our Seguin softball coverage starts at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening from Matador Legends Ballpark here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. The Seguin Matador baseball team stayed unbeaten and atop District 27-5A on Friday as they run-ruled Lanier 18-0. Will Gray Mahaffey, Elijah Hernandez, and Jordan Herrera each drove in three runs for the Matadors. Caleb Campos, Ethan Tipple, and Herrera combined for the shutout while totaling 10 strikeouts together. The Matadors are 6-0 in district. Seguin will host Jefferson tomorrow afternoon. The Navarro Panthers earned a key district split with Davenport in a 4-2 victory Friday night at Davenport High School. The Panthers scored two in the top of the first with two outs. Colt Brown walked and came home on a Matthew Villanueva double to get Navarro on the board. Villanueva would score later in the inning on a wild pitch. In the top of the fourth, Caleb Wood launched a solo shot to left to put Navarro in front 3-1. Villanueva drove home Austin Davidson later in the inning with a two-out base hit to make the score 4-1. Ryan Davidson went six innings, allowing just two runs to get the victory. Villanueva worked the seventh to get the save. The Panthers gained a measure of revenge against the Wolves after Davenport beat Navarro 9-5 in eight innings on Tuesday in Geronimo. Both teams are 1-1 in District 27-4A. Navarro will next play at Canyon Lake tomorrow. And the Navarro Lady Panthers were edged 5-4 by Wimberley on the road on Friday. Navarro is 1-3 in district play. The Lady Panthers will host Fredericksburg tomorrow evening. And finally, high school track and field news. Marion Junior Caitlin Rackley won the Division B girls pole vault competition at the Texas Relays hosted by the University of Texas in Austin on Saturday. Rackley cleared the bar at 12 feet 5.5 inches, setting a new Marion High School record and earning a gold medal. Meanwhile, a Navarro High School record was set by Maddie Gilliam earlier last week. The senior set a school record in the 800 meters at the Wimberley Relays. Gilliam established the new school record with a time of 2:17.3 at the Wimberley meet on Wednesday. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.